Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
I think just do it, because you might regret it and you might miss out on a really great career. And don't let anything hold you back either, because you might find something that you love doing and want to do for the rest of your life.
On today's episode, we're chatting with Lizzie, a horticulture apprentice living in New South Wales. Lizzie shares her journey of how she got into her apprenticeship and what she loves most about it.
Hey, I'm Lizzie. I'm a second-year horticultural apprentice at Liverpool City Council.
So, Lizzie, how did you get into horticulture?
Well, my grandparents, they're into gardening. They have a bit of a green thumb. My grandpa's father, he owned a nursery, so he was into that as well, growing up and stuff. So there's that. And also when I was at school, I did complete my certificate 2 in agriculture, and just like the work experience from that. And I really didn't want an office job. I wanted to work outside and have something different to do every day. And I thought that this would be a pretty cool job to have. And my mum thought it would be a good idea to get into an apprenticeship. And we come across My Gateway is an apprenticeship agency. And so I just applied for horticulture.
Good on mum. That's awesome that she suggested an apprenticeship pathway for you, and it sounds very suitable for what you wanted to do. Could you maybe walk us through a typical day in your shoes so we can get an idea of what horticulture is like?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm waking up at 5 o'clock because I live a fair while away from where I'm working. So at the moment I'm working in childcare centres, disability centres and community centres. And I'm just doing garden maintenance like hedging, mowing, whipping, edging, and there's a lot of planning involved as well. Sometimes we also get to do a bit of landscaping and different jobs, like we build veggie patches, we've built a sandpit before, fixing pathways, and also we've built decks as well in these centres.
And what's your favourite task or job to do at work?
I really like the planning side of it, like planting different plants in all these centres. It really makes them look nice after it's all finished.
As part of your job, I understand you have to know a lot about plants. Do you have to remember the scientific name for every plant that you come across?
So some of the ones that we work with, you kind of get to remember them because everyone's calling it by the proper names and when you go to nurseries and stuff. But when you have to remember, it's really for the taste tests and stuff.
And what do you think is the main difference between landscaping and horticulture?
Horticulture, it's more like the plants, like looking after the plants and the site, like the parks and stuff that you have. And landscaping is more like planning out an area and putting in all the plants and everything else that goes with it, like the pathways and anything else that someone would ask you to do, if that makes sense.
And getting back to your apprenticeship, when you told all your family and friends that this is something that you wanted to pursue, what did they say and how'd they handle it?
Well, besides my mum, because she suggested to do the apprenticeship as well, everyone else, they were quite shocked because it wouldn't be something that I'd usually go for, but they thought it was pretty cool. And they, like, supported me along the way as well.
And that's awesome. And what about as you've gone during your apprenticeship? Have you still continued to receive support from your workplace as well?
So I've had a lot of support, mainly from my supervisor, Doug, who I work with. He supported me. He did my interview, so he supported me from then till now. He's really helpful with all the apprentices and stuff, and he has a big background with our nurseries and everything like to do with plants and stuff, but he's very passionate about that, so he's very helpful and supportive. My Gateway, they've been very supportive as well. The lady that looks after me, her name's Fiona as well, she just jumped into this job now, but she has done everything that she can do to support me as well. And also Steve as well, he did my second interview for My Gateway because I didn't get the first one, so we went back and like my mum encouraged me to bring back up again and ask why I didn't get the job. So he ran my second interview and it, yeah, went much better than the first one.
I think that's some really valuable advice you've just shared, is to follow up after you've put a job application in or done an interview just to see how you have gone, because that shows that you're really interested. Do you have any further tips on how you can prepare yourself for an interview for an apprenticeship?
It's pretty much like just like a normal job. I was very nervous, but I did have kind of a bit of a background just with what I did at the end of my school So I just talked about that and yeah.
So when you got the job, do you feel like you made friends easily with the rest of the workers?
Definitely. So I did start with, there was quite a few apprentices when I started. The two of them have now got jobs and one's still completing his apprenticeship with me. But yeah, they welcomed me in straight away and they were very friendly. And yeah, I've made a few friendships with like the other boys that are there as well. So it's been, they've been like very helpful towards what I've chosen to do. They were a bit shocked at first and they were very careful about what they said about me, but like after me being there for a while, they kind of just got used to it.
What do you mean by careful about what they say?
They're like, oh, sorry, Liz, I didn't mean to say that, but no, it's all right. Like they kind of learn that it's okay. We're just the same people doing the same job, I guess. When you start a young woman in a very male dominant job, because I was the only girl there when I started, and there's over 150 men in there. So, yeah, they were very shocked that I was there and I started this job and we're just doing the same thing.
That's so true. At the end of the day, everyone's there to do their job and get on with it. And for the women who are thinking about perhaps pursuing a career like yours in horticulture, do you have any advice that you would like to share with them?
I think just do it, because you might regret it and you might miss out on a really great career. And don't let anything hold you back either, because you might find something that you love doing and want to do for the rest of your life.
That is awesome. And what do you have planned for your future in the trade?
So I'm not really too sure, like after the apprenticeship, what I'll do. I really want to continue doing something that's in the same career path and I want to continue studying. But yeah, I'm not too sure where it will take me. Hopefully somewhere in horticulture.
I'm sure you're going to have a long and successful career ahead of you, Lizzie. Can you think back to any moments during your time as working as a horticulture apprentice that you have had a hero moment or moment that you have been really proud of?
Probably being the only female in a very male-dominant workplace. It's pretty awesome. There's not a lot of females that do like trades, so it'd be cool to like show other women that it is possible that we can do it, and that there can be more females in male dominant trades. And so I have been nominated and became a finalist for the My Gateway Female Apprentice of the Year award this year. They have the award thing at the end of the year, so I had to make a video saying like what I do and why I would deserve the award. So they choose that and they will announce it in November.
Woo, congratulations, that is awesome. I really hope you win it, fingers crossed for you. Lizzie, it's been so much fun chatting to you, but we are getting towards the end of the podcast, so I just have one more question. How can someone get a job in horticulture?
So the way I got my job was through the apprenticeship agency. They had a whole list of things that you could do and I just chose horticulture because I thought it'd be pretty cool to get into. So probably an apprenticeship or like this heap of TAFE courses as well, or it's also something that you could probably do on the side. People usually enjoy like gardening and stuff, so you could probably like have your own little business running as well.
Such a good idea, and I'm sure one day we're going to see you running your own business as well. Just before we finish up, Lizzie, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Thanks for listening to my podcast. If you wanted to get in contact with me, contact Tradeswomen Australia. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much for being part of the podcast, Lizzie. I really appreciate it. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this week's show. We will be back soon with more stories and new episodes, so please keep an eye on the podcast feed. Chat to you all soon.